Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Tip number 29, pinning items to the taskbar. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's tip. I'd like to talk today a little bit about a nifty little feature in Windows 7. I don't think it's in any other version of Windows. Pinning or unpinning items to the taskbar. The taskbar in Windows 7 is very customizable, and it has integrated a quick launch feature into it in such a way that you can, with the Windows key, which is the Start menu key, press numbers 1 through 9, and certain programs will launch if you tell them to in the Start menu. So, for instance, my taskbar as permanent buttons has the following.
Internet Explorer button.
Internet Explorer.
Windows Live Mail button.
Windows Live Mail.
Mozilla Firefox button. Gold Wave button.
And Mozilla Firefox.
Internet Explorer.
Actually, Gold Wave is on there, but it is not a quick launch, one of the things I can launch with a number. But if I pressed Windows plus the number 1.
Hourglass. Windows Internet Explorer. Arrow. App Start. Arrow.
Internet Explorer will launch. If I pressed Windows plus 3.
Edit. 100%.
Firefox would launch. And Windows plus 2, Windows Live Mail would launch. I'd like to show you how to pin a program to the taskbar so that it will launch when you press that key combination.
Unknown.
Okay. Start menu.
Menu. Search box edit. All pro- back
I'm
sub
going
menu.
To go into
search box back. Windows Live closed.
All
61
my programs.
Of 61.
And I'm going to find a program and show you how to pin it.
TC Webcon with Winamp closed.
Say
with
I
Winamp
want
open. Three, uninstall with what's new. Winamp free of free.
Say I want to launch, put Winamp on that taskbar. So I went into all programs, went up to Winamp, opened Winamp, and now I'm on the Winamp icon in the Start menu. I'm going to pull up the context menu.
Open. Properties.
And it doesn't say anything, but I land on properties.
Open. Run as administrator. Troubleshoot compatibility. Open file location. Upload to send space. 7-zip submenu. Scan for viruses. Dot, dot, dot. Scan with Microsoft Security. Show versions. Dot, dot, dot. Pin the taskbar. Pin the Start menu. Restore previous versions.
And I can either pin it to the taskbar or pin it to the Start menu as a, I think, jump list item. But I want to just pin it
the taskbar.
To the taskbar.
Leaving menus. Start menu.
Now let's see what's on
desktop.
My taskbar.
Google Windows Internet Explorer button. Windows Live Mail button. Mozilla Firefox button. Gold Wave button. Winamp button.
Now what happens if I press Windows key plus 4?
Gold Wave. Untitled 10.
Gold Wave came up.
Desktop.
Because it's on and recording. That is not a quick launch button. What happens if I press Windows key plus 5?
Winamp 5.58.
Winamp comes up. Yay.
Desktop.
Now, if I took Gold Wave out of the equation, Windows plus 4 would be Winamp, and that would come up. So the number is dependent to some extent on the applications that you've got running and the order in which they appear on the taskbar left to right. So you need to keep that in mind. These programs, once they are pinned to the taskbar, will always be there. For instance, if I closed down the computer and booted it back up, when I looked at the taskbar, I would see my programs that I have pinned there, always there. Not launched, but waiting on me to decide whether I want them to launch or not. So for me, left to right, it would be Windows 1 for Internet Explorer, Windows 2 for Windows Live Mail, Windows 3 for Firefox, and Windows 4 for Winamp. They would always be there in the background, waiting for me to tell them what to do. So if you have programs that you use all the time, it's probably worth your while to pin them there so that you can launch them with one simple keystroke. But that is how you pin the item to the taskbar. Now, if I didn't want it, I could go in, find Winamp, and unpin the item from the taskbar using the same set of instructions I just gave you earlier. But actually, I think I do want to keep Winamp on the taskbar, so I won't go through how to do that. I think you can figure it out. Pinning and unpinning items to the taskbar is simple as that. Thank you for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.